everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 531. I'm producer Gerald, and tonight I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Good morning.
Howdy.
Howdy, howdy.
That's my Midwestern greeting.
Howdy.
Yeah, howdy. Just a dry howdy. Mm-hmm. That sounds kind of like a sex move, too, a dry howdy.
Howdy.
Is that your sensual howdy?
It's a howdy.
Welcome yeah, I don't like it.
Welcome kind of, to the podcast.
Kind of breathy. I don't like it. It's cold outside.
Yes, it is. I was supposed to be doing some outside work, but it's too cold for that.
Yeah, go for it. It's like 20 degrees.
No, I got to put some headlights on my wife's car.
You'd like change them, or she doesn't have any at all?
No, I have to change the whole housing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crusted over.
Mm-hmm.
Because the car is 17 years old.
So it's time.
Yeah, so it's time to get some new ones. So I bought some new ones, but I have to take the whole bumper off to get to the headlights.
Yeah, they do that a lot. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Did you get the yard mode?
No, I don't need it yet.
I need it, and I did not get my mode, and now it's 20 degrees, so I don't really even know what the process should be going forward.
Right. Get the robots.
The robots aren't functional right now.
Oh, no.
Moles cut the wires in the backyard, and in the front yard, the power supply went out on that one.
Okay, I remember you talking about the moles in the backyard.
Yeah, so they have a mole-proof wire that does not come with a free install. I probably should have upgraded. I didn't. That's on me. The battery supply went out in the front. I would say that's probably also on me. I didn't maintain these things the way that I should have for what they cost. But I'll tell you, you just get used to them out there doing their own thing, and you don't think about, like, hey, I should pull it in for the winter. I did the first year. I was really good about pulling in, but last year I did not. And so I'm probably going to have to mow old school style. The front yard one should be easy to get going again, mm-hmm. but the one in the back is, I have such a bad mole problem. There's no telling how many places it's cut, and I'd have to splice it.
Right. Isn't there stuff you can put in the ground to stop the moles?
They have these like weird mm-hmm. medieval looking devices that you shove in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever the moles crawl like through there because they're blind, it just shoots spikes down in them.
Oh, damn.
And then you just pull the thing up and leave the dead mole in the ground. They also have, like, ultrasonic things I think you can, like, stick in the ground that the vibrations bother them and they leave. I used to have a bigger dog, and that dog loved to kill a mole.
Mm-hmm.
And he would dig them up and just leave them for dead. And so I didn't have a mole problem back then, but do now.
Yeah. That sucks. Yeah, they're weird looking too. They do look like a video game character.
Yeah, they look like somebody was working on it and then ran out of time.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that wouldn't be okay if I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they look like somebody was designing it and it's like, oh man, this is due at 2:30 and I haven't even worked on the eyes yet.
Right. Now this one here looks like it does have little eyes.
I don't think they can see though. Moles are blind. I'm confident. Search hard, moles blind. I don't want the mole people to come at me if I'm wrong.
They have eyes. Through their vision tends to be quite basic. They're colorblind and nearsighted.
They're like me. They just have shitty vision.
Mm-hmm.
Moles out there just seeing him. Colorblind nearsightedness.
Now we have groundhogs.
Like on your property or just like on this earth?
Oh, no. Property. Like, there's a hole in my backyard now where the little guy, or the family dug it out.
Groundhogs will tear some stuff up now.
Yeah, there was a tree, and I seen them in the tree. Now there's a hole, like, in my backyard. And so I'm like, well, great, now I got to fill the hole up. Yeah, there was a family that one time we saw like four. There was like two bigger ones and two little ones.
Now you're just content letting them stay?
Yeah, I mean, they're...
I had one that lived under my building for a season.
Mm-hmm.
Gary the Groundhog, but he left.
Did he leave or did he die?
Well, because I like to sleep at night, I think he left. I wasn't a part of his assassination, if that's what you're implying. I don't think he died. I think he left, but he could have died, I guess. I just never thought about it because I'm a decent person.
Right. Cause, I mean, there could be a stray animal out there chasing him.
Yeah. Or he could have met a nice little lady groundhog that was passing by. He made her an honest groundhog, and they planted roots down somewhere where she's from, her hometown, raising little groundhog kids. Maybe your backyard. Mm-hmm. Maybe Gary's the, maybe he's the suitor.
Right, on the other side of town.
Yeah, I mean, groundhogs get around.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, they do. I know that for a fact.
Do you guys got coyotes over there?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but that Gary's too smart for that.
Did y'all name him Gary?
I named him Gary. You hear them coyotes out there yipping at night. Sounds like all hell's breaking loose. They come up right to the back of my property because I have, for the time being, I have fields there.
Yeah.
Soon to have subdivisions there, I can only assume.
No one doubt it. They're building them everywhere.
Yeah, all the properties for sale. They're building that big battery plant over here, too. Mm-hmm. So, I've got that to look forward to.
Is that Amazon plant almost done?
I think it is done.
It is done.
There's something weird going on with that. There's some sort of still hiring freeze. I mean, they're working, but it looks done. I don't know.
Yeah, I was there. I passed there in January, but
it probably looks the same as it did in January.
It was pouring down rain. It was at night, so I really didn't get a good look of how it was looking. All right, so how was your gaming week?
It was all right. I got a lot more Hogwarts time in.
That's good.
Pushing that forward. I finally unlocked things that I feel like really opened that game up between like the room requirements and the broom and things like that. I feel like I'm really progressing the story. The story is still the weakest part of that game. Mm-hmm. And I assume that that's not going to change. I don't really care what's happening in the story. The game is fun. But I think I need to keep a pretty swift pace so that the fun doesn't wear off on, you know, the game part of it. The fun doesn't wear off.
Right.
But I'm enjoying it still. And then played some of the usual suspects, Rocket League. I think I played Fall Guys once. Mm. And then last night, friend of the show, Pat, man, friend of the show, Marshall 205, we played a VR game called Demio. Now, this is like a VR Dungeons & Dragons experience. It's not a D&D, though. It's a tabletop situation where you're actually looking down, looking across the table, right? I got friend of the show Marshall 205 across from me. To my right, I have friend of the show Patman, and we're looking down on a table that's in front of us. And you kind of move, you can move two spaces or two turns. And so you have options. You get cards. I mean, it very much feels like a tabletop experience. There are three levels per campaign. And so it's like level one, level two, then a boss fight is kind of how it works. And it takes you guys working together. There's different roles. You know, I played as a support last night, you know, for the show Marshall 205 was kind of a range and Patman was frontline, kind of brutish, kind of little tank action. And it was interesting. It's neat. I've tried Dungeons and Dragons like once in my life and I did not find any joy in it. This is like a hybrid between like D&D and like a gauntlet or something like that. Whereas it's very video gamey.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, like in D&D, you don't really know what's there until you get in a room. So you could move somewhere and then be like, oh, you know, a monster just popped up. It's kind of like that. Random stuff will happen that you're not expecting. It takes a little bit of the video game out and makes it a little more like there's a dungeon master that's pulling the strings. So it is interesting in that way, but it's very much like a dungeon crawler in the way that it feels like so far we only played one campaign, but both of the rooms we played are kind of like start here, get there. You have to kill somebody with a key and then get out. And I think it stays that way kind of all the way through. But what's so fun is like talking to each other and strategizing and things like that, because you do have to think about your next move. You have to be like, hey, can you heal me and then move over here? And you're like, I can do that, but someone still needs to move to that door. And you're like, well, if you get me back, you know, if you move to that door, then he's too far to come over here and I'm going to be killed next round. So there's a lot of strategy to it.
Right.
Because you can kind of tell when you're going to get down and things like that, because your health is low and you got an enemy on you. And everyone goes two turns, and then all the enemies go two turns. And you can only move so far, you know, based on the character class that you are and mm-hmm. upgrades and everything. So there's a lot of strategy in it. It's fun.
That's good.
There's 0% chance I buy this. If so, friend of the show, Patman, had played it and asked us to buy it. And he's bad about playing games with us, so we set some restrictions that he must play once a week until we finish the game. And so he agreed to our terms, and so mm-hmm. we all picked it up. But without that, I would not have purchased it. But I had a good time. Mm-hmm. It's set up for 4 people, I think, to play.
Yeah.
So just saying, if you scoop up that VR2 or the Quest, set up for 1 more. It's a completely crossplay too. So he's playing on the PSVR2 and we're playing on the Quest.
Oh, that's good.
Crossplay, cross chat, cross all everything.
That's good. They're doing crossplay with that now.
It's pretty cool. When I look at him, his name has a little PlayStation logo next to it, so I know he's playing over there, but it works seamlessly.
Is he still liking the VR2?
Yeah. He's weird. He is fully supportive of VR, but he's never played VR that much. And I still don't think he is playing that much. I think this is kind of all he played on it this week, but he does still like it.
So you said you played a little bit of Rocket League?
Yeah, we played Rocket League a couple times. I played like Fall Guys, I think, once.
Yeah, I played Rocket League to get the weekly thing for the PlayStation Stars.
I forget about that. The Stars. I don't know what it is, but to have to like go in there and open it up and start some of them, I just can't remember to do it.
Yeah, so I have like a little page on my phone because I still have Android, so I can customize my pages. And I have a folder on there as I open daily. Then I have another one that says open weekly. And so I just click on all the apps that are in those folders.
There's so many.
Mm-hmm. But it helps me out in that. So with me, I played a finished Defense Grid 2, platinum that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I jumped on another game, Stray, and I platinumed that one, which I sent you guys the thing last night.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was good. I didn't think I was going to like it as much as I did.
I want to play Stray.
The story was good. Just playing as a cat was interesting because I'm not a cat guy, but the story would get you the look of the way the things are, the surroundings, the buildings, the robots, what actually happens. It's pretty neat. Now, getting the platinum, there was one, they said it's a frustrating level. There's one level where you have to run through and make sure some creatures don't get you without any of them actually touching you, and it's pretty hard. So that took me about 3-4 hours to get that. I would say about 3 hours to get that trophy.
Was it worth it to get the platinum?
Yeah.
Like, did you enjoy the game itself and not ruin it trying to get it?
Yeah, see, I just played through without trying to get it. Then I went, because I read that there's only, there's no trophies that you'll miss. You can always go back and play.
Yeah. See, that's always my fear with the game, and I know we've talked about it on here before, but like to go for the platinum is you end up doing so much that I worry about that with Hogwarts. Friend of the show, Marshall 205, is a huge Harry Potter fan, but there is a part of me that feels like, because he's going for the platinum right now, that he may, where he leaves that game, yeah, he may sour on it a little bit because of how much he has to, like right now he's just flying around looking for quests because he doesn't have enough quests. And I just worry if he's going to remember that game as boring or not as fun because of this last 10 hours, 20 hours, or whatever it's going to take him to get that platinum. Right. But I also understand why it's important for him to have that platinum. So, you know, it's one of those tough situations. You never want... Trophies are more important than I think they get credit for sometimes. Building, like, a strategic list that that does make the player stay around but not for too long, I think, is hard.
In some games, make where you have to play through multiple times. Like I looked at Erica. I've been wanting to play Erica for a little while.
Yeah.
And that one's got several. You have to play through like six to eight times to actually get a platinum, because you have to get to different endings and different things happening. Like a Stray, you have to play through. Technically, you have to play through twice because you have to do a speed run. You have to beat the game in less than 2 hours.
I don't think that would go for that one.
Nah, I pretty much did it without help. One mission I needed a little bit of guidance of where to go. Because that one where you're, it's called the slums. You're in there and there's so much to do in there, like so many side stuff. And I was like,
yeah,
I need to know what to do, what not to do. Because I just want to stop and talk to everybody. Because you have to meet people, and I want to meet them and talk to them and.
So what's on the list next for you, do you know?
Well, when I was playing yesterday, a guy that I played with a long time ago wanted some help with some trophies. He said, I was just saying you got 2 platinums. You want another platinum. So we started playing yet another Zombie Defense HD. So we started that one yesterday, and I think I got like 4 trophies left for that one. But I'm going to do Horizon Forbidden West. That's the next one.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that one, and then after that, I'm going to do a God of War.
The first God of War?
No, the second. Almost platinum the first. I'm 2 trophies away.
I didn't know if you were going to polish it off.
No, the one you have to, for that one, you have to kill the main Valkyrie.
Yeah.
The Valkyrie Trials, and that main one, I can't do it. I mean, I played that thing maybe 2 hours, and I got like not even a quarter of the way of damage on her.
Now, if somebody was to like come over who was really good at God of War and get that trophy for you, would that like taint that trophy?
No.
You don't care?
No, we talked about that a couple weeks ago.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
I don't care.
I thought about like streaming it and just say, hey, help me get trophies.
Yeah.
And just for someone to beat that level for me. And you're like, do it. I don't care.
Oh, yeah, 100%. There's no like caveats. There's no asterisks with trophies. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I still feel the same. If it's just like a mission like that, like just one boss battle, then yeah, I'm good with that. But if it's like, oh, I play a game for you that you'd never replay. Like if I played Call of Duty for you on SharePlane, I beat it for you and you got the platinum trophy. No, that one I wouldn't do.
That's still my platinum.
It is, but you didn't do it.
Doesn't matter. Trophy's in the case.
Right.
I don't have any problem with any of that. I would count it too. I'd look somebody dead in the eyes and tell them that's my Call of Duty platinum.
Damn, what'd you think of the game?
It was fine.
I platinumed it. What do you think?
Just like all the rest. Like, I'm fine. I'm ready for those questions. Mm-hmm. Bring them on. Yeah, so it sounds like you're back on the platinum train.
We'll see how I do with Horizon and.
Yeah, that'll slow you down.
Yeah.
That'll slow you down for sure. I don't know what. I want to. Playing VR last night was nice. I will tell you that for some reason, I don't know if I was hot, cold, I don't know what I was. I couldn't get comfortable last night in the headset. And maybe it's just because it had been a little while since I had played, but I just could not get comfortable in the headset itself. And then Demio is like, you're looking down at a table, right? So you may be looking down for, you know, an hour and a half. So they have a table tilt option in where you can tilt the table up where it doesn't feel like you're looking down. You can look straight in front of you.
Right.
And so I tilted the table, but then I couldn't lean back in the chair because the back of the headset hits the chair. So then I put it back down. I don't know. I just felt like I could never get like physically comfortable.
So in those photos I was looking at, so it looks like you can place it on a table if you wanted to, like if you had a table in front of you?
Yeah, so it lets you do like an AR thing. Mm-hmm. Now here's a drawback of the Quest 2 is the cameras are black and white. So I can actually, like, it has me physically trace my room out and place objects where they actually are in my room. So I'm like, this is the couch, this is the table, blah, blah, blah. And then the game itself will actually, like, pass through the cameras. So I'm seeing the world around me in black and white, a fuzzy black and white too. I should have like a like a below 480 black and white view of my room.
Right.
And then it puts the table in that room. Which is still nice to, you know, you have the awareness of what's around you while you're playing, I guess. But the quality was so low, it was neat, but it was better off for me to play in the basement that they give you.
Right.
Which is what I did. But just, I don't know, it's like I need a chair with a lower head, like it doesn't come up and hit the back of my head, mm-hmm. lower headrest, where I can put the headset like above it. Or I don't know what I need to do.
Would you, your head didn't get, or your neck get sore from looking down?
I mean,
with the weight,
I felt okay, you know, through playing last night. I think the Quest is really well balanced and not that heavy. But I will say, like, this morning, maybe my neck's a little more sore from using muscles I probably never use. From, you know, I'm not hanging shit off my head often. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, not bad. But, I mean, if we're going to play that every night, I would want to find a better solution.
Right.
You know, and maybe it is playing actually, like, on the couch or something like that. But I would want to find a better solution than what I did last night.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you jumped back into VR and was playing it.
Yeah, I love VR, and I don't play it enough. So anytime I can get back to it, I'm happy.
Yeah, me too. There's so many games in VR I still want to play. Just got the other ones that I'm trying to knock out first.
Yeah, I mean, I like hooked that the PS4 up to be just a VR machine and then never touched it. And everything's on there, like, ready to play, so. Mm-hmm. But now I'm a little hesitant with the PSVR 2 because so many games are bumping forward that I bought where I'm like, well, should I just wait and play on that? I'll get the PSVR 2.
Right.
Unless something crazy happens, I think I'll get it. There is a part of me that is just wanting to see what the Quest 3 is. Mm-hmm. And see if that, you know, it'll be geared towards gaming and to see what it looks like. Because it's just hard to beat no wires.
Yeah.
You know, when I get out of the zone, it passes through. So I can get up in my VR if I roughly know where I am, walk through a door. It switches as soon as I get out of the zone to cameras. I can walk throughout the whole house, go outside mm-hmm. without ever taking the headset off. And when I get where I want to go, I can set that as my new, you know, play area. It's just convenient. I'm not doing those things, but the fact that I could is nice.
Right.
You know, I get a cup and a straw and I'm able to drink without taking the headset off or going anywhere or anything like that. I try to set myself up for VR. Mm-hmm. But I just couldn't get comfy last night. I think it has to do with how long it's been since I was in there. Yep. I see your VR just sitting back there collecting dust.
Yep.
Needing love.
There's no room to put it out there in the living room right now, so I got to figure out maybe some rearranging some stuff.
There's not enough room in the room you're in now to play.
It is, but the TV doesn't work.
But you don't need the TV. You have a headset on.
I know. But the PlayStation 4 is out there in the living room with the PlayStation 5.
But you could bring it in here because the PS5 is going to take care of your PS4 games.
Yeah. But I still have games on the PS4 that are not on the PS5.
But you could just download them.
I could.
You could bring that back in here, and you could just have your VR machine.
Possibly.
I want to play the Star Trek Bridge Crew.
Me too.
Yeah, I want to play that. And you're the only person that's going to play that with me, probably. I could probably convince. Here's what I thought about doing with Marshall 205. He listens, so this is the first time he's going to hear this plan.
Okay.
Because there's games that he wants me to play, games I want him to play. He wanted me to play the shitty cop simulator he's been playing.
Right.
Police simulator. It looks like ass. Mm-hmm. For you, it's just work, but it looks bad.
That's not
But here's what I was thinking I would tell him, because it's got co-op. He wants to go on the beat together. But here's what I thought I would tell him, though, is if he buys, like, once a month, I find a game to buy that's multiplayer, and he plays it. And then the next month, he finds a game to play that's multiplayer, and then I buy it. Whatever it is. I mean, if Call of Duty's his game, we play it. Mm-hmm. Like, no exceptions. I don't complain. He doesn't complain. We just play through it with each other. And I thought about doing that. It's only 6 games a year that I probably don't want to play. And it'll take me out of my comfort zone a little bit. I'll probably fall in love with something I didn't think I would like. And plus, it would keep us from playing the same games every night.
Right.
So I thought about making that deal with him that if he picks, I pick, he picks, I pick, and we just go through. Anything. So if he picks a shitty police simulator, that's his game. Then we go through and we play it until we either beat it or just we both can't anymore because it's terrible. Mm-hmm. Not pick a bad game on purpose, but you know what I mean.
Well, if you do back and forth, do you play it? You just do it until you beat it, until you're done, then pick the next game? Or is it like a monthly thing?
I would say a monthly thing. At the beginning of each month, you can submit your game if it's your turn. Mm-hmm. So if, like, let's say we started in April, and April is his month, and in April he's going to tell me what game we're buying, and we'll just play that through the month of April. If we beat it, great. If not, we would switch over to whatever's next. Maybe we continue to play that, but in June, May, I don't even know how months work anymore. In May, we would start playing whatever I picked. Mm-hmm. We don't have to play it for the whole month. If we beat it in an hour, then we're done with it.
Right.
Or if it's terrible or whatever, like the police cop simulator. Did you see that game? You see how bad that looked?
Yeah, I got to pull it up right now.
Yeah, it looks bad, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. He keeps trying to talk to me like it's good, too. Like, but I can see it. Like, I know it's not.
But it looks bad, but it looks good in some areas.
No, it doesn't.
Like, right there, you got your...
That looks bad in all areas, Gerald.
Get your radar in front of you.
So he's playing police simulator patrol officers. There are other police simulators. So just to make it clear, that looks bad. And it was like $30.
Ooh. So now, just how you're gonna try to get him to play Bridge Crew?
Well, I was gonna say, you know, I could use one of the votes for Bridge Crew. That would be three of us. Mm-hmm. If three of us were going to do it, maybe could get Patman in, and that's like I think a full crew, or maybe full crew's eight. I don't remember, but we could be close. But yeah, so I thought about doing that, making that arrangement with him. We'll see what he says after he listens to this. I'll just let him find out about it here, and if he doesn't listen, it just never happened, I guess.
That was released last year. Damn, Steam has 9 out of 10.
Yeah, no. There's no way it's good. But if he wanted to make that his game, I would get it. We'd play it together. Mm-hmm.
$32 on PlayStation.
It's so expensive.
Yeah.
It's got DLC too, I think.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
What would be the price for you to try it out?
$29.99.
$9.99, you would get him to try it out?
Yeah, that game looks like ass to me, so probably, because I don't think it'll be good. I'm going in negative with it.
I'd play it for $9.99.
Would you play it for $30, though?
No.
For $32?
No.
At least you'll know how realistic it is.
I would.
I mean, it's just...
I would know what the inside of a police car looks like. That's about it.
It's just Gerald Simulator. You start like at the bottom. He's like was writing tickets at first. That's the first thing he's doing, like writing like parking tickets. Mm-hmm. And you work your way up. But you can just like roll up to anyone, ask for ID. You can just tase anybody, and if you're like a bad enough cop, you get fired.
Well, there's an urban terrain vehicle DLC.
Yeah, look at that SUV. Mm-hmm. That old like Expedition Explorer. Yeah. That game looks like crap.
Yeah.
I think the problem is I've seen the like the role-playing server on GTA. It looks so good. Mm-hmm. Then when I look at this, I'm like, I don't think so. Yeah, look at that Bridge Crew. That Bridge Crew has that classic DLC, too, where we can play the old Enterprise. Yeah, look at that.
Yep.
I tried that game. You just need friends. Mm-hmm. That way I can look at you and be like, I need more power. And you can be like, I'm giving it all it's got. And I can be like, it's not good enough. And then Howard can scream that we're taking damage.
I'm giving all she got, Captain.
Yeah. Again, like, I think that's what made the Demio so fun is like the back and forth. And this game has that as well. Mm-hmm. You know, you have that, like, that interaction, that strategy. I think that's what'll make it fun. Is that guy taking a selfie?
That's what it looks like, don't it? But he's got, like, phasers out.
Yeah, it looks like they're taking selfies.
That one's got, like, a scanner.
Yeah. Yeah, I would play that, though. Do you own that?
I think it was free on the, I think it's free on the PlayStation thing.
Okay, good. I think we could work that out. We'll just have to see if he agrees to this arrangement or not. Mm-hmm. Call like well, the game club, like well, a book club.
Well, then if he's, I'll throw my name in there. We can have a third.
Yeah. But you pick bad games sometimes.
No, I'd find a good one.
Here's what I want to say. Here's what I want to add. I'm okay with you throwing your name in there, but listen. Mm-hmm. You pick bad games and you refuse to spend any money.
Just so how does that buy go? Something.
Yeah, because you have to buy the thing we're playing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not cheap, so I may pick like a, you know, I may pick like a new game. Are you sure that this is what you want to do?
I mean, if you guys are willing to play the game I pick.
I'm willing to play it. And maybe we'd have to like set aside a night to play if there's three of us. Mm-hmm.
Because I pretty much play every night, but a lot of times I just take, I'm incognito because I have them other people that just constantly want to join in on the chat or or want me to chat with them.
But it'd be like a book club, but for games, and we'll do it together, like a multiplayer book club. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be fun, and it would bring people out of their comfort zones.
Right.
And it also, if there's ever a game you want to play with somebody, and you're like, yeah, but you need friends, and my friends suck and would never play this, now you can force them.
See, I would have played that Power Wash Simulator, but I missed out on that one.
Yeah. Maybe not. You know? Maybe not. Let us know what you think of the idea, people. Mm-hmm. Folks. Gentle souls. Oh, I'm tired this morning.
Did you stay up late?
Yeah. You know, we played VR late, and, you know, get out, and I'm hot-faced, and I'm jazzed up, and it takes me a little while to wind down. It was 12:40, I think, when I pulled the headset off. I had the lines around my face. We played so long. I look like I've been snowboarding.
Right.
Yeah, I had that sweet, like, weird design going around the face and the nose.
Yeah, so I jumped in. Was it Wednesday or Thursday? Wednesday or Thursday, I jumped in, and I saw Minecraft to update. So once the update was done, I jumped in there to see if the Bamboo was live. Bamboo was not live.
Bug fixes.
Yep, from the last update they did a week ago.
Now, we looked. Bamboo didn't have a date, right?
No, Bamboo does not have a date.
Yeah. Is that the thing you think that'll pull you back?
For a little bit.
Yeah.
I've started going over to my island, and I chopped some more trees down. And I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do over there.
Yeah, with the house. Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, you know, the craziness of me wants to go crazy big, then when I kind of go small.
So my favorite thing that I did with my house is I kept it small, maybe even too small. Mm-hmm. But I have, like, if you go across the water, I have that, like, pavilion over there.
Right.
I have a bridge kind of next to me that matches. I'm going to do another pavilion, like, in a couple other places. Like, I think adding, like, a smaller buildings, but a bunch of different stuff around, I think is, I really like the way I did that versus building a giant house, which is what I've done in the past.
Right.
And so I have a couple other things I want to add in that can tie everything together, but.
Because you have a lot of stuff over there. You have that one right by you, if you go at the front to the right, that little, where it goes into a whole nother like cavern.
Yeah.
With the waterfall, you could do mm-hmm. something right there.
Yeah, there's a lot over there. And I want to make structures that all look like they're part of the same property. Mm-hmm. And so I think I want to just play around with that. And there's a lot I can do over there to kind of make it all look like one area, but without a giant, like I thought about doing like a little, even, we have our farm, but I was like, maybe I'll do like a mini, kind of like Howard had out back where I do like a mini stables, mm-hmm. just where I can keep a couple horses close by. And then I was like, I don't know if I want horses close by. I was going to take that bridge I put in and turn it into like a covered bridge so it looks a little nicer. But I was like, I don't want to distract the sight line. And I thought about putting over there, like, because it drops off behind my house so much to that big, weird, like, waterfall cavern thing. I thought about putting like a sky deck over there.
Right.
I don't know what all I'm going to do, but I think I want to do some more stuff around that house area over there and clean up the landscape in a little more. And I think that'll probably pull me back in, but I probably will wait for Bamboo and Camels.
Because mm-hmm. I still need you to fix the bridge. I mean, not the bridge, the door.
Yeah, I do need to do that. The problem is it's been so long since I did that door. I'll just have to tear it down and find a door, like a build plan that's similar to that or that same video. Mm-hmm. Because I don't even remember how I did it at this point.
Then I'm probably going to get rid of the cobblestone wall and put a different wall up.
That maybe wall's ugly.
Maybe like a stone wall.
Yeah, that wall's ugly.
And I thought about changing out all the cobblestone in there and change it to stone or something.
You know what I like is when you do like a, if you did stone, but then you run like a line of something like a deep slate or something around there just to put like some contrast, like just one row of it. Mm-hmm. So you'll come up like five with stone and then do like one deep slate and then the rest with stone just to give it a little character. Yeah, I like doing stuff build, like that.
I see people build with all that. They just add a little couple things in there.
Yeah. Just break it up because anything that's just a flat wall with the same thing gets gets tiring.
Well, see, stone's got the different things you can do. You can do like the different designs on stone.
Yeah. Yep.
But I did, something like that.
You know, I got the, we still need more mine cart paths, but I mean, the ones all run to everyone's houses and run to all our buildings. And I like the way the top part looks with the guy in there selling tickets now on the tables. You know, that thing's fairly populated. The farm is pretty well done. We just have to get the rest of the animals.
Yep.
You know, I don't know if I love that design, but it works for the space that we had. I like the barn a lot.
The barn does look good.
The field, the pens could have been larger, but you can't fill up the whole map with pens, so I get that. Mm-hmm. And I think we have the right amount to fill everything up, so. You know, I like all that. Howard's house looks good. His little shooting range out back is cool. Mm-hmm. You know, your house is just empty. There's nothing there. It's just a field. the village is populated and working, and everything works right there.
Yep, I got the trading post pretty much done down there.
Yeah, the tree farm is up and gone. I mean, everything is really where it needs to be, but we did the same thing that we always do where we played it so often, so much. And went so hard in the paint to do everything that you're like, all right, well, that's done.
But we still got to get the warden, so when we get back in, we can kill him.
And that'll be good for Howard, because he wants to progress the game.
Right.
You know, even going and doing that little lodge that he first built, that Grey Wolf Lodge over there, like even going and doing that was fun for me, just to keep a little history, a little nostalgia, but also go build something else and design something else. Like, I like that kind of thing. But we have more than enough space for where we are.
Right. Because I have a bunch of little small projects I want to do. Like, I want to build like a welcome center to when someone's joined us, when they spawn in, they spawn at that 000 mark.
Yeah.
And then a pathway to the village to where we're at.
Yeah.
Signs. I want to put more light posts up.
Yeah. Being able to spawn in with some basic supplies to make it back. Like some leather armor and some wooden stuff just to get started, to be able to make it back. We keep all the good stuff still at the house, the compound, but to be able to like start there and have a clear direction on how to get in, I think would help.
Yeah. Then I want to finish off that village right there and
fortify
it a little bit better to where if villagers are there, they're not getting killed. With that, with me taking all the trees down over there, it's a little easier to see everybody.
Yeah.
And there's a couple houses that are built weird. There's like one is underneath an awning, so the zombies are just hanging out right there, and the villager comes out, he dies. Then we got to populate it back with villagers.
Right. Yeah, there is still work there to be done. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. I we need to get a list of things up that we're trying to do before we go back, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think that was part of the problem.
Then with Howard, if we get the warden done, then take a little break, then go after the Ender Dragon, take a little break, then go after
the Wither too, yeah.
The Wither, then there's another one we have to go.
Yeah. That Wither looks like a real jackass.
Mm-hmm.
You got to fight that thing somewhere, not around anything you love.
Right, because it destroys everything.
Mm-hmm. We'll go to that Cobblestone Island.
Oh, yeah.
Over there. There's nothing there anyways. It's all cobblestone and just fight over there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think there's still life in that. I think we just need to be a little more strategic.
And I also wouldn't mind building that pillager base.
Yeah.
Taking the one down just by that village where it's empty. Just taking all that down and rebuilding it somewhere by our area.
That's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of work.
I just have a lot of small stuff I want to do.
Yeah, most of that wasn't small, but I hear you. You're like, I want to meticulously take this down and then rebuild it exactly as it was.
But see, I wouldn't know where to put it, though.
Yeah. I like the space that we're in, but we probably should have looked around more before we built our base there. And just seeing what all the whole, see what the map has to offer, really. But you got to put down roots somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You got to start just gathering stuff.
We just got lucky. We're right there by the ancient city.
Yeah. There's water around us, which makes it easy to get around. We're in a fairly flat spot without doing too much work. But yeah. I don't know. I've had so much fun over the years in Minecraft. It was nice to get back in there.
Yeah, I saw the hours that I put in, because the PlayStation shows you how many hours. So I was like, Jesus. Is it 1,800 hours that I put in on it? Which I'm not sure it takes into account the time I played on the Nintendo Switch.
It doesn't. Like, the hours count on those things just isn't quite right, because there's some games that show I've played almost no time that I've played a ton of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it is correct at all. That is just your time on PlayStation 5, I don't even think it's tracked properly.
Right.
It's a good like guesstimate, though, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it's neat that they're doing that. That's through one of the last updates that it pops up the hours.
Yeah.
I do like that. In some cases, it's a little depressing, but like when I pull up Rocket League and it's like 46 days, I'm like, that's just a lot. It's a lot of time. But, yeah, I mean, the next Rocket League pass, the Rocket Pass dropped, and so we've been playing through that to start unlocking there. Fall Guys is winding down. I don't know that I'm going to do the next one. I say that, but when they come out with, like, the Ninja Turtles pack, I'll be all in again. So, we'll see what happens there.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think that I would like to remove myself from the fall pass, but
yeah,
if it's, like I said, if it's something I love, I'll be right back in.
Yeah, I did play Rocket League. I played two matches. The first match, when I jumped in, it was pretty much over with. They were losing like 3-0.
Yeah, that sucks.
And I was able to get them one goal. And then the next game started out fresh. We were down 2-0, and we ended up winning 4-2. I got 3 of the goals, and then some other guy got 1.
I know you jumped in not too long ago when they had the thing where we got the extra points.
Mm-hmm.
Or the stuff. What do you do you enjoy it when you go back into Rocket League?
I do.
Yeah.
So I would play with you guys, but then I feel like I'm so bad at it that I would hinder your guys' performance.
Yeah, it's tough now to jump in because it's been around for so many years. We're not excellent, but there would definitely be a skill gap for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to almost practice on your own and play with strangers to get yourself more built up,
right?
Enough to where I think that you would have fun and we would have fun. I both love and hate Rocket League
because of the frustration.
Not just that. I mean, it's just, I've played it for so long that if I stop playing it, I feel like I'm cheating myself because I've spent so much time and energy in it. But then I also feel like I really need to commit more time to it if I want to be better than I am. Because we have been at the level we've been at for years.
Right.
We don't get any better. We don't get any worse. And so it's this weird place where sometimes I feel like I have to play Rocket League.
Mm-hmm.
Versus like wanting to play Rocket League. And some days I do want to play it, but sometimes I feel like I have to. Again, it's why the multiplayer game club helps.
Yeah.
To do different things, so. And if we do it, we could let you guys know what we're doing, what game we're doing this month, and whose pick it is. And you could maybe not play with us, depending on the number of people, but maybe just be playing alongside us.
Right.
If it's got more spots, then hell, maybe jump in.
I know. Maybe talk us into streaming it.
Yeah,
You can listen to our banter.
Yeah, we'll go with banter. we could do that.
Our dialogue. Listen to the dialogue.
Did you have anything you wanted to talk about this week?
Oh, yes. Back to the, because we're to my Horizon.
Yep.
Did you see Lance Riddick died?
Yes.
Yep. He's he's a voice actor for Destiny and Horizon. And he was on John Wick and Oz and The Wire.
Yeah, he was on Bosch.
Bosch, yep.
Yep. He was young too, I think 60, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, 60. Yep. He had a great voice.
He did.
He was a good actor too. It's real sad.
Yeah, it says they still don't know what the cause of death is yet.
I saw when they announced it, TMZ said that the, according to like sources on the scene, they said it looked natural. So 60's awful young for a natural death.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he was dealing with something though.
Right. Did he have like a brain aneurysm? Did he have a sudden stroke or a heart attack or something?
Yeah.
Was he working out? And then I saw this, that the Destiny players paid tribute to Lance Riddick. They all went to somewhere and were wherever in Destiny is called.
Yeah, their Fallen Commander.
Yeah. So they're all cool. A bunch of hanging out there because he was.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's the good side of games, right? That mostly doesn't get the press.
Mm-hmm.
Is when people do things like that.
And then I saw that Keanu Reeves said he's going to dedicate John Wick 4 to Lance.
Yeah, he was the hotel guy in John Wick.
Yeah, and I thought I read somewhere one time they're going to do a TV show called The Continental, and he was going to be the main star.
That is also what I remember. It sucks.
Mm-hmm. He'll be missed.
Yep. You have anything else?
No.
Just one sad story. You can't just bring one sad story.
Well, I ended it with a good one where everyone played tribute to him.
Yeah, but you got to like bring in like this is terrible news, and then like look at this.
No, don't.
You don't have a look at this story.
Mm-mm, I don't.
Did you buy anything?
I bought those two Lego sets.
Which ones?
The boat and the.
Yeah, but you already bought those last week.
Well, say that's the only thing I got.
You didn't buy anything new. You don't have anything to like bring this back around. This mm-hmm. somber son of a bitch.
No.
Well, that sucks. We're just gonna end sad.
No. Oh. I didn't mention it, but I'm going to be cutting. I don't think I mentioned on the show. I'm going to be cutting my own grass from now on.
Yeah, I don't know if we talked about it on here before. No, yeah. You're going to step up and be a big boy.
Yep. The guy that normally cuts the grass raised the price up big time.
I feel like I should come to this guy's defense because he can't speak. He was way too cheap before.
Oh, yeah, $20 a month.
So he raised his price up, but he just raised it to what everyone else on Earth charges to mow.
Right.
And you're attacking him right now.
No, I'm just saying he just raised it up and...
You're like, yeah, he's tremendously higher than before. It's like, yeah, because he was super low.
Yeah, he was charging us $20 a month, basically $10 every 2 weeks.
$10 a cut.
Yeah, to now it's $40 a cut.
Yeah, you're just paying for the gas now and what it cost in the time.
Mm-hmm, the 15 minutes that it takes them.
Yeah, well, he did what he should have done. I'm not upset with him.
No, I'm not. It's been a long time coming.
And it's also been a long time coming that you needed to be an adult and cut your own grass.
I know.
Yeah. Now, they're on a rod mower, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to push it.
Yeah, self-propelled.
Now, what do you think push time is on it?
Push time, an hour.
Okay. And you're willing to dedicate an hour?
Yeah. I can get a podcast in. You know, not get a podcast out during that time.
You going to wear earmuffs?
I'm gonna buy the little kind of like these things and
the over the ears.
They go over the ears, so I can have my earbuds in.
Yeah, I do. That's what I do. That's my move. But I don't like it. And then I saw the other day that there was some nice like noise canceling earmuffs that have the Bluetooth built in. And I know these have existed for years. Mm-hmm. Don't come at me. But I saw a pair the other day, and I was like, I don't know why I don't just spend the money on that, because I do enough with hearing protection on
mm-hmm.
that. I'd probably use them more than a dozen times a year. Outside of mowing, anytime I'm working on anything in the shop that's loud, or if I'm, you know, chainsaw or wood chipper or whatever, like anything like that on top of mowing. So I would use them, you know, a ton when I mowed, plus all those other times. So I think I should just invest in a nice pair of those.
Yep. Now, my old neighbors, not the ones who live there now, but the ones that lived there right before them, there was two younger girls, they would weed eat their yard.
Their whole yard?
Yep.
Oh, that's not the right way to do that.
Oh, yeah. They would take turns. They'd be out there, like, swag back and forth. One would get tired and the other one would jump in. She would go do a little bit and they'd just go back and forth until the whole yard was weed eating.
Now, the odd part about that is weed eating sucks hard. Mm-hmm. It's worse than mowing. It is. So that's a weird move. And there's also no way to be consistent with your height. So it's just going to look like you chewed your grass off. Mm-hmm. Because you're not going to keep a steady level hand.
Right.
That's weird. I don't want to do that at all. That sounds bad.
Mm-hmm. Then we did talk, I need to get that soil sample thing from you too.
Oh yeah, I never sent that, huh?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can do that right now. They just sent me my new kit. I think I did say that on here.
Mm-hmm. What was the place?
Sunday.
Sunday. So if you want some good stuff for your yard.
Yeah. Well, don't do that. Let me refer you.
Yeah. Contact Ryan so he can refer you.
Yeah. Because I get a little something back. You know, something that's really cool while we're talking about this is to tie everything back around. How do I refer? I have to log in. To tie everything back around, and when friend of the show, Patman, was like, let's play this. I guess he's already joined this multiplayer book club, but he convinced us to play this. And when Howard bought it on a Quest, it said, hey, if you refer a friend about this game, we'll give them 25% off or whatever it was, and we'll give you $5 back. Okay. So he sent that code to me, and so we figured on VR stuff, we just take turns buying it, and the other person gets more back, which is pretty cool, because it does that for everything, I think.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Sign in. Let me see if I can find this code. Just better if I remember to do it now. I know they've sent me a link before.
And so my lawnmower that I have is battery powered, so it'll be doing no gas.
Same. I'm battery on everything. Refer a friend. You get $50 off. Yeah. Anybody else wants pretty grass? Mm-hmm. Let me know. Mm-hmm. They actually take a, I think we talked about it here, but it's like a real soil sample, and they actually customize your plan. And I've talked to like their corporate office as part of this interview thing, and they're really nice. They're good people. They really care about grass. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should have it. So. Did you get it? On Verify. It's sent, but it's Android, so who knows what it's sent as.
Yep, I got it.
Okay.
I love Sunday. Shop through my link to get your reward.
Yeah, and to be clear, it's like get 50, give 50, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it'll apply $50 towards my next yearly subscription, or if I was to buy anything else.
Nice.
Well, that's all I got.
That's all I had, too.
All right, well, we'll be back next week. Same time, same place. But I'm going to, in the meantime, I don't know why I did that, because you get to close the show out. But listen, it's fine. I'm gonna think about this multiplayer game club a little bit while in the week between, and maybe we'll have some more details.
Okay.
I'll just have to go tell him, because this will be the one episode he doesn't listen to. Mm-hmm. Because he's an asshole, and I want to fit that in. And Dan, you're soft.
We've been nice on Dan since he's been on.
So. Too nice, I would say.
We love you, Dan. We love you, Marshall.
You big soft. You big marshmallow. Mm-hmm. All right. All now right. You can actually close the show.
All right. If you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. We have some tiers on there, which we will need to update those tiers. Maybe add this multiplayer book club thing on there.
Yeah.
But follow me on socials at Hoffman Show or at game_Stitch. That's game_Stitch. That was a cough. But yep, that was. This is episode 531. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Hi.